Patuloy ang paglikha ng kontrobersiya ng nahalal na senador sa Queensland, Pauline Hanson, sa mga puna na ang Race Discrimination Commissioner ay nagbabala na ang pag-upo ni Hanson ay magtutulak sa diskriminasyon. Sinabi ni Dr. Tim Sutphamasan, si Hanson ay magtatakda ng mapangambang pamarisan sa bansa. Narito ang ulat. Sinabi ng Race Discrimination Commissioner Dr. Tim Sutphamasan, ang nahalal na Senador Pauline Hanson ay halos binigyan na ang mga bigot ng lisensya na gumawa ng karahasan at mga pangdiskriminasyong pagkilos. Ipinahayag ang kanyang mga babala pagkatapos magbigay ng mga puna si Hanson. Sa katulad na pag-ulit sa kanyang unang talumpati sa parlamento, 20 taon na ang nakalipas na kung kailan nagbabala siya sa pagdagsa ng mga Asyano na pumapasok sa bansa, iniugnay ang Islam sa terorismo at nalawagan siya para ipagbawal ang burka at niqab at inakusahan ang mga moske ng pagtuturo ng galit. Tinutulak din ng kanyang One Nation Party ang paglagay ng mga surveillance camera sa mga moske bilang paraan para labanan ang terorismo. Sinabi ni Dr. Sutphamasan, ito ay maaaring nagtulak sa pagdami ng galit lalo na sa kasalukuyang lagay ng politika sa mundo.
Consider what's happened in the United States with the rise of Donald Trump and the violence that has occurred at rallies. And we've seen as well reports of a spike in racist attacks following the Brexit vote. So these are all signs of how we have to be very careful about the language we use in our political debates. We don't want to send a signal for prejudice and bigotry because people may take their cue and start to indulge in such things in our society.
Si Hanson at ang kanyang partido ay nakatakdang makakuha ng isa o dalawang upuan sa Senado kahit pamang tinatayaan niya na maaaring makakuha sila ng 6 na pwesto. Ang kanyang matapang na pananaw ay nagpapahiwalay na kaagad sa kanyang mga magiging kasamahan sa parlamento kahit pamang ang iba ang nananatiling neutral hanggat hindi pa nababatid ang resulta. Sinabi sa ABC ng pinuno ng Justice Party ang nahalal na senador ng Victoria Darren Hinch, hindi siya masayang makita na makatrabaho siya sa Senado.
She's very pleasant, but what comes out of her mouth isn't that pleasant, and I don't agree with a lot of stuff she's talking about. I mean, some people do. I mean, she's talking about having CCTV cameras in mosques. Somebody will say, well, why don't we put them in Catholic churches to watch out for the pedophiles? It doesn't make sense.
Sinabi ni Dr. Sutphamasan, kung anuman ang mga sinasabi at ginagawa ng mga politiko ay nakaka-impluwensya sa kilos ng mga mamamayan. Sinabi niya, hindi naiintindihan ni Hanson ang maaring pinsala ng kanyang gagawin.
We should, by all means, have debate and discussion about matters of race, immigration, and multiculturalism. But the manner in which we conduct our debates is fundamentally important. We look to our political representatives to set the tone for our society. As citizens, we must also be civil and respectful to one another, and we must conduct our arguments based on facts and reason. Very specifically here, I would have to say that there's been an element of entertainment with the resurgence of Pauline Hanson. We do see her regularly on commercial television, but there's no laughing matter involved here. There's nothing funny or entertaining about people in our society being on the receiving end of racism and bigotry.
Sinabi ni Kesar Trad ng Australian Federation of Islamic Councils, sumasang-ayon siya na maaaring malaki ang mga implikasyon ng mga salita ni Hanson. Sinabi niya oras lamang ang makakapagsabi bago ang mga ito'y patupad na literal ng sinuman.
So unfortunately, it is very likely that these comments might lead some people to commit a race-based attack or against Muslims or Asians, and Pauline Hanson will be responsible. Now, I don't know whether the law will see her as responsible, but her comments will clearly and undoubtedly and most unfortunately incite some in society to take matters into their own hands and commit a criminal act against either a Muslim woman or some unsuspecting Muslim youth.
At kahit paman may kontrobersiya, sinabi ng Race Discrimination Commissioner na naniniwala siya na mga pananaw ni Hanson ay hindi sumasalamin sa malawakang komunidad. Subalit sinabi ni Sutphamasan, hindi siya tiwala na babaguhin pa ni Hanson ang kanyang matagal nang hinahawakang pananaw.
The vast majority of Australians, in fact, believe multiculturalism is good for the country. The vast majority are relaxed and comfortable about having a national identity that accommodates cultural diversity. So let's have these debates. Nothing is ever off limits or beyond discussion in a democracy, but we should never believe that that gives us an excuse to indulge in xenophobia or racism. Ms. Hanson has been around for 2 decades, and her position has been pretty consistent, you'd have to say, but Australia has moved on.